Only 14 Syrian refugees have arrived in Rutland despite resettlement efforts to bring in 100 of them this year. Nonetheless, Vermont's refugee resettlement program hopes to resettle 100 more Syrian and Iraqi refugees in Rutland in fiscal year 2018. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, though, until President Trump decides how many refugees will be allowed into the U.S. next year, nothing is certain.
Rutland's Refugee Resettlement Office is closed this week, and none of the three refugee families wanted to be interviewed for this story. Local resident Cheryl Hooker isn't surprised.
When they first arrived, they were inundated with interviews and reporters, and I think now they feel that, you know, they just want to settle in.
Hooker is a member of Rutland Welcomes, a grassroots organization that formed to help the refugees.
Some of us babysit from 11 to 1 while the moms are at the library going to English classes. And one of my friends is transporting one of the kids back and forth to school every morning. So people are still amazingly involved.
And while the group is disappointed so few Syrian families were able to move to Rutland, she says it's remarkable what they've accomplished.
The dads all have jobs. One family already has a car. The dad has a license. The mom has her permit. They're doing everything they can to create a safe and secure environment for their families.
Saba Berhana, director of programs for the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants, which oversees resettlement in Vermont, says they hope to continue their work in Rutland.
All of that will depend on the presidential determination. At this point, we're just crossing our fingers and waiting to see what that number might be.
The president has the authority to determine how many refugees will be resettled in the United States each year. Because of the Syrian crisis, President Obama ramped up the number for fiscal year 2017 to 110,000. But when President Trump took office, he reduced that to 50,000, which put the brakes on many refugee families already in the pipeline. Resettlement was further slowed because of the legal back and forth over the president's executive orders, banning and later suspending resettlement for some refugees. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on that next month. Kathleen Newland, a senior fellow at the Migration Policy Institute, says how the court will rule and what sort of refugee cap the president will set remain big questions.
There are indications from the budget that President Trump has put forward that no more than 50,000 refugees could be supported by the numbers in that budget. However, there have been rumors that there are some in the White House who are advocating that the number for 2018 be set much lower, even as low as 15,000, 1-5 rather than 5-0. I mean, that would be a really very drastic reduction of historical levels of refugee entry.
The Trump administration has argued that slowing down refugee resettlement, especially from places like Syria, to allow more thorough vetting, is necessary for national security. But Ryan Crocker disputes that. Crocker is a former U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, Syria, Kuwait, and Lebanon. Speaking to reporters during a conference call this week, he said taking in fewer refugees will not only have humanitarian implications, but serious political ones as well. For instance, he said reducing resettlement would harm relations with Middle Eastern allies like Jordan and escalate U.S. resentment in Europe.
If we continue to refuse to lead here, both through a number so small that we will have no credibility, or just from a general desire not to get involved with this, it's going to deepen the splits within Europe, which is, of course, exactly what the Russians and others want.
Crocker is urging the Trump administration to resettle a minimum of 75,000 refugees. Meanwhile, Kathleen Newland says all the uncertainty is wreaking havoc on resettlement agencies across the country. She says most do all their planning and budget work based on the number of refugees they work with.
I was talking today to a young woman who had lost her job at a resettlement agency in upstate New York.
USCRI officials wouldn't say how many employees they've had to lay off nationwide, but in Rutland, a staff of several is now down to one. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.